Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
愿恩惠怜悯平安从我们的父上帝并主耶稣基督归于你们。阿们。
The title of our sermon this morning is Just As I Am, based on Luke 18, verse 14. Jesus said, For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself shall be exalted.
今天正道的题目呢是像我这样。这个经文呢是路加福音第18章第14节。耶稣说凡为自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
As I mentioned, today's sermon is based on the hymn we just sang, Just As I Am, and the writer of this hymn is a woman named Charlotte Elliot, born in England in 1789.
我们正道的呢，基于今天我们这首刚唱过的诗歌，这首诗歌实际上的这个题目直译呢，应该是像我这样，或者是像我本相。这个诗歌的作者是1789年出生在英国的夏洛特·埃利奥特姐妹。
She had a severe illness, which caused her to be crippled and in great pain, and because of that, she was always angry at everybody.
她呢有非常严重的疾病呢，这样呢造成她身体很大的痛苦，因此呢。他对很多事情都非常的生气，也非常的消沉。
When she was 33 years old, her parents invited a pastor to come visit her. She screamed at the pastor and she screamed at God.
在他33岁的时候呢，他的基督徒父母呢请来牧师呢来探望他。当时呢，夏洛特冲着这个牧师呢大叫，同时呢也是冲着上帝来大叫。
The pastor let her express her anger and her hurt, and soon she was weeping.
这个牧师呢，当时呢，就让他呢，发泄，完全的发泄他内心的这个痛苦和怨气，直到他开始哭泣。
She told him she wanted to have peace in her heart. She wanted to know God's love, but she felt that she was no good, just a useless cripple. How could God love someone like her? How could she come to God?
他告诉牧师呢，他真的想要心中的平安，他也非常想认识上帝的爱，但是他感觉他自己不够好，因为他自己只是一个无用的废人。上帝怎么能会爱他呢？上帝怎么能接受他到上帝的面前呢？
The pastor then spoke words to her that changed her life and also changes yours.
之后呢，这位牧师所讲的话呢，改变了他的一生，当然也改变了你的一生。
In answer to her question, how could she come to God? The pastor said to her, Come just as you are.
所以在回答这个问题，我们如何能够来到上帝的面前？这位牧师说，来，就像你自己一样。
And not long after this, she wrote this beloved hymn, Just As I Am.
不久以后呢，他就写下了这首令人非常喜爱的诗歌，像我这样。
She wrote over 150 other hymns, and she died in 1871 at the age of 82.
他一生呢写了超过150首圣诗，在1871年他82岁的时候呢安息主怀。
Just as I am tells the story of her own life, but it speaks to our hearts today as all sinners are welcome to come to Jesus just as we are.
所以这首诗歌呢讲述了夏洛特他自己的生命的故事，甚至今天也在我们向我们心里边说话。我们罪人被神邀请到耶稣基督面前，就是像我们这样。
Verse 1 of the hymn begins with these famous words, Just as I am without one plea.
圣诗的第一节呢，以著名的像我这样无善可陈开始。
In today's gospel reading that we just read from Luke 18, Jesus tells a parable about two men who went to the temple to pray.
在今天的路加福音啊，我们的刚读过的十八章，耶稣讲了有两个人到耶路撒冷的圣殿去祷告。
One man was very proud of himself. He bragged how great he was, how he did so many good things.
一个人呢，我们看到非常的骄傲，并且吹嘘他自己做了很多的善事。
The other man was very humble, and he confessed to God that he was a sinner.
另外一个人呢，非常的谦卑，他也向上帝承认他自己是个罪人。
Indeed, this second man came before God just as he was.
实际上呢，这个第二个人呢，他正是像他自己一样。来到了上帝的面前。
And of the two men in that temple, only he went home that day right with God.
对于这两个人呢，只有他那一天回到家啊，是以这个与上帝有正确的关系这种啊关系回家的。
And Jesus ends this parable with words that are very important to us. Jesus said, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself." Shall be exalted.
所以耶稣在结束这个比喻的时候呢，以这段经文啊非常重要，对我们来说而结束。因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Verse 1 of the hymn concludes, "But that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come."
诗歌的第一节呢继续。这样说，说主竟为我流血舍身，得蒙选召与你亲近，真神羔羊，我来。
Yes, it's because Jesus, the Lamb of God, shed His blood for us that we can come before Almighty God as forgiven sinners.
是的，因为耶稣为你我流出宝血，我们才能够像被赦免的罪人一样，来到圣洁上帝、全能上帝的面前。
The hymn says, O Lamb of God, I come. And in John 1:29, that's exactly what John the Baptist said when he pointed to Jesus and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
这个诗歌说真神羔羊我来。是的，耶稣基督是上帝的宝贵的羔羊，他赦免你我的罪，就也赦免全世界人的罪。约翰福音第一章二十九节，施洗约翰就指着耶稣宣告，向世人宣告说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪的。”
Verse 2 says, "Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot."
第二节说呢，像我这样不再等待，使我灵魂摆脱黑暗。
Waiting not, Charlotte Elliot says in this verse, there came a time in her life when she knew she could wait no longer. To get right with God.
不再等待，夏洛特他自己在生命中，他知道有这个时刻，就是他自己知道他没有办法再等待与上帝的和好。
And on that day when Jesus was on the cross dying for the sins of the world, there was another man crucified right next to him.
在耶稣呢被钉十字架上救赎人类罪的那个时刻呢，有一个人钉在耶稣基督的旁边。
This man was a criminal. He was dying. And with his last breath, he asked Jesus for forgiveness and a place in heaven.
这个人呢是一个罪犯，就在他自己知道他正在走向死亡的时候，在他最后一口气的时候，他请求耶稣的赦免和天国的一个位置。
This man came to Jesus just as he was, waiting not. He had no more time to wait.
所以呢，他来到耶稣基督的面前，他不再等待，他没有时间再等待，他只有像他自己这样上到上帝的面前。
And right now, listen to some of the most beautiful words in the whole Bible. Luke 23. He said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Today,You will be with me in paradise.
请听在路加福音23章42节这个地方记载的， 这个罪犯他就说，说耶稣啊，你的国降临的时候求你纪念我。那主耶稣对他说，我实在的告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
What a wonderful picture of God's mercy for sinners.
这是一个多么美丽的上帝怜悯罪人的图画。
Think about it for a moment.
想一想。
There are surely people in your life, people you know and love, who are not right with God.
啊，确实想一想，在你的生活当中，确实啊，有一些人，他们没有，还没有与上帝和好。
Please don't give up on them.
请不要放弃他们。
God does not give up on them.
因为上帝没有放弃他们。
Even to the last breath they take, God does not give up on them.
直到他们最后的一口气，上帝也不会放弃他们。
Verse 3 of the hymn speaks of something that's common to each of us here. We all have fears and doubts.
那第三节呢，讲到我们每一个人啊，每一个人的共同的特性，就是我们都有恐惧，我们都有怀疑。
But this never stops God's love for us.
但是这个从来没有阻止上帝对我们的爱。
Listen to the verse. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come.
请听这些歌词。像我这样忧虑不安，许多矛盾、冲击、疑难，我心内外恐惧征战，真神羔羊，我来，我来。
In John chapter 20, we meet a disciple of Jesus, named Thomas, whose heart was filled with fear and doubt.
在约翰福音二十章，我们遇到了这样一位门徒，我们遇到了一位恐惧怀疑的门徒，他的名字就是多马。
He just could not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead.
他当时就是不能相信耶稣基督从死里复活了。
But Jesus especially came to Thomas, and this is what he said. Thomas, reach your finger here, see my hands, reach your hand, put it into my side, do not be unbelieving, but believe. And Thomas said to Jesus, my Lord and my God.
这个耶稣呢，当时呢，主耶稣特别的来到了多马的面前。他说你伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。之后多马说，我的主，我的上帝。
Jesus did not scold Thomas. He did not get angry with him. He did not shame Thomas in the front of all the other disciples.
耶稣我们看到并没有责骂这个多马，他也没有有对他有怨气，或者在其他的这个门徒面前羞辱他，对他恼怒。
My dear friends, come to your Lord Jesus with your fears and your doubts, and he will strengthen your faith so that you, like Thomas, can have a renewed faith.
我的朋友，带着你的恐惧，带着你的疑难到耶稣的面前，他将爱你，并且坚固你的信心，以便你能够像多马一样重新坚固恢复你的信心。
Verse 4 of this wonderful hymn says, Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, all I need in thee to find. O Lamb of God, I come.
所以第四节的这个歌词呢，说像我这样贫困盲目，求你医治心灵疾苦，凡我所需你能满足，真神羔羊，我来。
At times in our lives, we wonder, as did crippled Charlotte Elliot, who really understands my deepest needs.
在我们生命中很多的时候呢，我们有很多时候就像夏洛特啊那样的，想知道什么呢？有谁真正的理解我们内心深处的需要
？This hymn assures us that all we really need is given to us in Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以这首诗歌呢，使我们确信所有我们真正的需要。都在耶稣基督里，上帝给我们了。
Saint Paul puts it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich.
圣保罗在哥林多后书八章九节这样说，说你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Your Lord Jesus Christ gave up the riches and glories of heaven to come to this earth to become poor, poor all the way to his death on the cross.
我们的主耶稣放弃天堂的荣耀和富足，成了贫穷，贫穷的直到死在十字架上。
On that cross, he gave his life to pay for your sins and mine. And in exchange, we get the riches of heaven.
所以在那个十字架上，耶稣付上了他的性命，付上了我们的罪债。因着他这种交换，我们得到了天堂的富足。
Charlotte Elliot said, All I need in thee I find. We get the riches of heaven. All we need.The love of Almighty God, the forgiveness of our sins, the daily strength and guidance of His Holy Spirit, the assurance that this short life is not all that there is, but we have waiting for us an eternity in heaven.
所以呢，夏洛特他说凡我所需你能满足。是的，我们真正全部的需要，也就是全部上帝对我们的慈爱，我们罪的赦免，圣灵每一天的坚固和引领，我们都得到了。并且世上，让我们知道，世上这短暂的生命不是终结，我们有在天堂永生的确据。
In verse 5 of her hymn, crippled Charlotte Elliot reminds us that all the promises of God are ours.Not because we've earned or deserved them. All the promises of God are ours as we humbly trust what He has done for us in Jesus our Savior.
第五节的歌词呢，让我们知道这个夏洛特提醒我们，我们拥有上帝所有的应许，不是因为我们有多好，我们正德，我们配得。我们拥有上帝的应许，因为我们谦卑的相信上帝在我们救主耶稣基督里为我们所做的一切。
Verse 5 puts it this way. Just as I am, just as I am, thou will receive, will welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come.
第五节这个诗歌说，像我这样，就是像我这样，你仍恩待，洁净，释放。赦我罪债，因我真心信你应许，真神羔羊，我来。
In Ephesians chapter 2, St. Paul puts it this way. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. No one can boast.
保罗在以弗所书二章八到九节这样说，说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
We've come to the last verse of the hymn. In the sixth verse of the hymn, we find a testimony of faith given by Charlotte Elliot, and a testimony by a faith of anybody who has ever experienced the love of God that breaks down any barrier between us and him.
那我们到了最后的一节，这个诗歌第六节，这是夏洛特以及实际上任何一位来到上帝面前要认识他的爱的人的信心的见证。上帝的爱冲破我们与上帝之间的任何的壁垒。
Verse 6 says, Just as I am, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
像我这样，你无尽的爱冲破任何阻碍，现在属你，只属于你，真神羔羊，我来。
In Ephesians chapter 2, St. Paul puts it this way. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, he who has broken down the barrier of the dividing wall between us and God.
以弗所书二章啊十三到十四节，保罗这样说：你们从前远离神的人。如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经与他亲近了，因他是我们的平安，拆毁了上帝与我们之间隔断的墙。
By now, if you have stayed awake, you have heard that the main message of this 200-year-old hymn is this. You and all people are welcome to the love of God just as you are.
啊，如果你没有睡觉的话，现在我相信我们的主要的信息在这个200多年的诗歌里啊，你应该得到了，也就是你与所有人都是按着本相，按着你自己被欢迎进入上帝爱的臂膀的。
Jesus, your Savior, has broken every barrier down.
你的救主耶稣基督已经拆毁了任何的壁垒。
You do not need to earn God's love.
你不需要去挣得上帝的爱。
He loves you just as you are, and He welcomes you as His dear child.
他爱你就是按着你的本相爱你，他要你成为他自己的可爱的孩子。
Sorry, I got a little excited.
Me too.
God welcomes you as His dear child, just as you are. A final story will help us see this clearly.
上帝爱你就像爱他自己的孩子。上帝爱你就是按照你的样子爱你。
If you have not listened to any of the sermons so far, listen now.
啊，如果我们现在有一个这个故事，牧师以这个故事结束，他说，如果你之前都没听进去，现在请你认真注意听。
Freddie was a 2-year-old baby boy. Living in an orphanage.
弗雷迪是一个住在孤儿院的2岁的这个孤儿。
He was a sweet little boy with a big smile, but no one wanted to adopt him.
他是一个非常可爱的小男孩，经常的满脸的啊这个笑容，但是却没有人要领养他。
Freddie had been born with no arms.
弗雷迪呢出生的时候就没有双臂。
Parents who came to the orphanage just overlooked this happy little boy. This happy little boy who liked to sing, Freddie is so big, Freddie is so big, Freddie is a good boy, so big.
这个来到这个孤儿院，这个想要认领孩子的这些潜在的父母们呢，实际上忽略了这个总是啊这个非常可爱，并且爱唱这个啊弗雷迪高大，弗雷迪是好孩子，弗雷迪高大的这个快乐的男孩。
One day, A couple named Ed and Frances Pearson came to the orphanage.
有一天呢，一对夫妇名叫爱德华和弗朗西斯·皮尔孙啊，他们来到了孤儿院。
They had tried for many years, but they could not have children of their own.
啊，他们很多年虽然啊，这个经过各种的努力呢，他们都没有办法有自己的孩子。
Ed was a truck driver.
爱德华呢是一个卡车司机。
A big man.
啊，非常的高大。
Not like him or me.
不像我们两个牧师。
He was also a great athlete.
啊，他并且呢是一个非常好的运动员。
He really wanted a son with whom he could play sports.
他真正的非常的希望他有一个儿子能与他一起的参加运动。
Ed Pearson told the orphanage director, "Could we possibly choose a boy?"
这个皮尔森夫妇呢就告诉这个孤儿院的院长，就问孤儿院的院长说，我们有没有可能选一位男孩子？
If we could get a boy, I could teach him how to throw a baseball and throw a football. We could be great buddies.
如果我们有一个男孩的话，我可以教他扔棒球扔橄榄球，我们会成为很好的伙伴。
I could teach him how to drive my truck.
我可以教他怎么样开卡车。
I could teach him to build things with a hammer and saw.
我可以教他用锯用这个锤子来做点什么。
But especially, we could play catch.
但是特别的是我们可以互相的彼此的玩这个接球的游戏。
The director said, well,We have a beautiful little boy, just 2 years old. I have a picture of him.
这个时候院长说呢，说我们确实有一个很漂亮的小男孩，只有两岁啊，我这里有他的照片。
He is very precious, but he was born without arms.
他非常的宝贵但是呢，他出生的时候呢，就没有双臂。
Ed and Frances studied the picture in silence.
爱德华和弗朗西斯呢，无声地看着照片。
He looked at her. What do you think, Frances?
他看着他的太太，他说：“你看如何，弗朗西斯？”
Soccer, said Mrs. Pearson. You could teach him soccer. He doesn't need arms to play soccer.
足球。这皮尔森太太突然说，她说你可以教他踢足球，他不需要手臂来踢足球啊。
Well, sports aren't so important, said Ed. He can learn to use his head. Arms he can do without, but a good head, never.
爱德华说，其实运动也不那么重要啊，他可以学习用他的头啊，因为他可以不用他的手，但是他不能不用他的头。
He can go to university.And we can start saving money for that right now.
他可以去上大学我们现在就可以为这个计划来存钱。
Meanwhile, said Mr. Pearson with joy in his voice, we can play soccer.
与此同时呢皮尔森先生呢他就快乐地说他说当然我们可以一起的踢足球。
The director asked, then, you would like to see him?
这院长就问，那你们想要见他吗？
See him, said Mr. Pearson. When can we have him?
他说，见他，皮尔森先生说，什么时候我们可以拥有他？
I've got to go out right now.
我要现在就出去。
And buy a soccer ball.
买一个足球来。
No, two soccer balls.
我要买两个。
The director made all the arrangements.And some days later, she brought Freddie to the waiting room, where Ed and Frances Pearson were standing, just too nervous to sit down.
几天之后呢，这个院长经过了做了安排，就要带这个 弗雷迪呢到这个接待时，当时呢皮尔森夫妇呢站在那里，因为他们太紧张太兴奋，他们没有办法坐下来。
Freddie stood next to the director, singing his little song. Going home, going home. Freddie's a big boy. Going home.
弗雷迪院长呢站在一起，他嘴里唱着，他说回家。回家，大孩子弗雷迪要回家。
I told him that, said the director. I told Freddie that today, Freddie, you're a big boy, and you're going to your new home.
院长说呢，我告诉弗雷迪，因为他已经是大孩子了，他要去他的新家。
Then Mr. Pearson, this big hunk of a man, got down on one knee and brought something out into Freddie's view.
这皮尔森先生呢就一个腿呢就跪下来，拿出了一个东西在弗雷迪的眼前。
It was a brand new soccer ball.
是一个崭新的足球。
Come here, Freddie. Come to your daddy.
来弗兰迪，到你爸爸这儿来。
And just as he was, Freddie ran to his new father.And was hugged and kissed with unconditional love.
就像弗朗迪 的样子，就像他的本相，弗朗迪跑向他的新的父亲，以无条件的爱被拥抱，被亲吻。
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me.And that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
像我这样无善可陈，主竟为我流血舍身，得蒙选召与你亲近，真神羔羊，我来，我来，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。